I've noticed an interesting phenomenon over the last few years, and recent events have added more data to this thesis. We all know that the United States is lagging in producing students in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics disciplines. This will lead to a huge competitive disadvantage in the global marketplace down the road. At a recent City Club speech, Adobe co-founder Chuck Geschke told how Adobe was having a very difficult time finding properly educated people from the U.S. to fill their science and techie positions. They have to go overseas to find enough candidates. At local NEOSA events and from direct conversations with people in the tech business, it's apparent that companies are desperately seeking talented programmers, engineers, and other STEM-type people. When are schools and parents and students going to do something about this? When companies are fighting over a single .NET developer, for example, don't you think the educational system, public or private, would work to produce more graduates with these skills? High-paying, white-collar jobs are just waiting for applicants. The other interesting trend is where some of the best and brightest are headed. Geschke said that when he started out, the great minds went into science and engineering. Now he sees them going into finance. They're using their skills to build wealth, but not much of anything else. It's not necessarily just a U.S. issue either. At two events this week, I spoke to some foreign students. The bright student from Japan was studying economics and marketing at Kent State. The two smart girls from China are studying finance at Case. A few years ago, young people like that would have definitely been in the STEM field. I think it's a disturbing trend. See you next time. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.